joined in the studio by Chris Luck. Chris is the advertising, promotions and admin for the Southwold Festival. I haven't seen him in the studio, I think, for about 2 years. I don't think you were here last year.
No.
The Southwold Festival takes place from the 27th of June, so it started yesterday, right the way through to this 7th of July. So it isn't just something that's happening for a day or two. It's going on for quite a while, and there are loads and loads of things to do. It's, I mean, when you think about it, it's a fantastic festival because there is so much going on. So tell us about this year's theme. There is a, we talk about the theme first of all, which is the power of friendship for this year's festival. So how did that come about?
Right, well, last year it was the environment, and we had two new coordinators, and I was sort of running around in the background a bit, trying to pick up any pieces that might fall off. But the two new coordinators are Andrew and Linda Ratnidge, who've been associated with the festival actually for many years, but not in the sort of very much sharp end of it. And they also got involved last year with very much with the art exhibition preview and the selling of art, which is one of the events, which is that sort of takes off this Friday. And we came to the meeting to, if you like, feedback from last year, how it had all gone, etc., in sort of July, September time. And they said, you know, we've made so many friends as part of running the festival. People have come up to us and said, thank you for what you're doing. So we think the power of friendship would be a really good theme. And that really took off because, in a sense, we'd looked at environment and the lovely places around and all the things, but now we could look at the people. So last year there was a photographic competition which looked at the environment. This year there's a photographic competition which, guess what, is looking at people. So how people relate with each other, and what a lovely place actually Brentwood is, with all its many foibles and bits and pieces and things that go on. Actually, there's some lovely things that happen as well. A lot of caring for each other. And one of the things I was talking about with you, Michelle, earlier was beginning to develop a relationship with the beaches, which was just on a few moments ago. There was a little advert which people may have heard.
And that's Jessica Kemp.
Jess Kemp, yeah. Indeed. And her picture is in the programme. If you buy the programme, it's £1.50 in advance. We'll be selling in the High Street on Thursday, tomorrow in the afternoon. It's £2 on the day to come to the festival. There's free parking in Weald Hall, and there's free parking for festival goers in Weald Park at the cricket ground entrance as well. So do come along.
So tell us about some of the events, because it isn't just, you know, a day of things going on. There's things going on right the way through. I know there are some some of these are very busy.
Yeah.
Because we talked about this last year, especially the one of the very last events that you have. Mm-hmm. So tell us about some of the events and where they're taking place.
Always difficult to pick up some highlights.
How many are there in total, by the way, just to let people know? It's about 20.
Probably of that, I've never tried to count it, but there are sort of major bits, but lots of little bits as well. And the little bits is, again, power of friendship, just important. So, for example,
30.
Whoa! Well done, Michelle.
There we go. I can count.
So, for example, we started yesterday with what people think, well, what's that about? Christian meditation. Mm. That was the first festival event, and that's people, as it says, meditating. And there were probably, I don't know, need to talk to Angela, but probably 15 people or so came along. And they were very quiet indeed for the relevant amount of time, 15, 20 minutes or so. But that's the chance of just having a quiet moment. And I think we all need sort of quiet moments in our life as well as busy moments. And then total contrast, really, tonight we've got concert. There's, again, that's I think now the fifth year, between Beckett Keys School and St Peter's School. So it's a joint concert. The proceeds go to both settings.
Yeah.
And many of the children from St Peter's do go to Beckett Keys. About 20 or so each year of the 45 in the year 60s go to Beckett Keys. So I guess there's probably about 100 children at Beckett Keys now who've come from St Peter's, and it's quite nice to see some of the people who were there when they were at school, etc. And of course those children come back. Many of those Beckett Keys St Peter's children come to the festival for the main event, which I'll come on to in a second, on the Saturday. But so it's nice to have this concert. mums and dads and aunts and uncles and grandparents and so on. And that's this evening.
Yeah.
Tickets available on the door, and there's cake and coffee. And we've just managed to agree that might be the odd drop of wine at the end.
Now, I can see here you've got, when I was a kid, we used to have one of these once a year at South Park. You've got the Teddy Bears Picnic. Is that still taking place?
Yes, indeed. The Teddy Bears Picnic, that's for the little ones. That's on Friday.
I was only little when I did that quiz.
It says location to be confirmed, yep, because there's a possibility we'll use the Vicarage Garden, depending on whether it gets A, mowed, and B, how wet it is.
Yeah.
And if we'd asked me a week ago, it might have been, and if it's not too hot.
Mm.
But now it's, if it's not too cold and wet. So,
yes.
But that's good old England for us, isn't it?
It is.
So that probably, well, it may now be in the Vicarage, but if not, it will be in the Belleye Centre, which is attached to St Peter's Church, which is why it says on the programme, to be confirmed.
But yes.
The people in Sunbeams know where it's going to be because they've got their own little Facebook page, etc.
Right. Okay. And you've got, so that's on Wednesday. There's quite a lot of stuff going on. You've got Beckett's Keys and St Peter's School concert.
Yeah.
You've got the Teddy Bears Picnic. You've got the Mayor's rocket launch.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know the Mayor was going up to the
moon. We're going to launch Billy. But no, we're not. Billy's launching a rocket.
Yeah.
We've had a really lovely tradition, I guess, since I've been involved since about 2000. We've had every year, the mayor has, if you like, started the sort of main weekend of the festival by lighting a rocket for the children at the school. And that's not a sort of open event as such, it's children and parents. But this year, the first time, we have a mayor whose children go to the school.
Hmm.
So I think the main reason he agreed to become mayor was so he could light the rocket.
Right. Well,
that's what we all think anyway. And certainly his children think that.
Yes.
So I know he's looking forward to that. I've talked to him about it already. But yes, so he's coming along on Friday to light the rocket.
Yep.
And then that sort of gets the main weekend on fire.
Now, you do have, there are little brochures that will be available to buy on the high street. But there is also, if you come here to the Brentwood Centre, you can pick up
a leaflet, a flyer. Just a little, you know, A4 fold flyer, which has got all the events. Yeah.
That'll tell you everything that's going on there. And then we move to Saturday the 1st. You've got quite, maybe just pick out one or two from there because you've got going on to the Sunday as well. And
Busy. Right, where to start? The main, I guess, focal feature on the Saturday is the School Fete.
Yeah.
But it is a community event. So we are also that the church is open right the way through the day, starting with morning prayer at 8 o'clock. And you can then look round the art that will be in the church and the flowers, which are always superb. We're so blessed with our flower arrangers every year. And recently we've had them sponsored. People have thought it would be a nice idea to give the opportunity for somebody who perhaps wanted to have a memory of a loved one or particularly, you know, whatever their reason might be.
Mm.
So, for example, one or two organisations have sponsored windows. We've got a relatively newly started Mothers Union and they are now sponsoring a window. And so they've collected together. And that means that, if you like, the flowers are paid for, but also they're owned in a slightly different way. So again, the power of friendship theme can come over,
yeah,
doing things like that. So the flowers are just wonderful, and there'll be a little sheet for people to pick up at the church to see what people were doing with the flowers and why they were doing it. So that's going to be interesting. And you've got, say, the art. And the other thing that is attractive to many people is that the tower is open. You can go up the tower only at the times that are indicated in the programme. So, for example, on the Saturdays, 2 o'clock till 6 o'clock,
yep,
because we need to person it. You can go up the tower, and that's certainly on a good day, it's fairly easy to see Canary Wharf.
Yeah.
I have seen the London Eye from the tower.
Mm.
It's also a good place to see the traffic jams on the N25.
Right. There we go. You get all our travel reports from there. Tell us about the rodeo ball.
Ah, the rodeo ball. Yes, thank you very much for that prompt, Michelle. That's very helpful, yes. I was surprised last night. We had our final sort of is everything on track meeting. And I was told that, oh, at the fete, there would be the rodeo ball. I said, what on earth is that? And apparently it's some sort of bouncing bronco thing. Not live, I seem to add.
Yeah.
And you pay to go on and then get thrown off, which seems to be an odd thing to want to do, but never mind.
I think you'll find a lot of
people
do it. So
that's a new attraction this year.
Yep.
And obviously the fete takes place throughout the afternoon, hosted by Roger Hornet, who does quite a lot of charity work all round. And then we've got various events during the course of the afternoon. And again, picking out one that's been going for many years is Dance Works with Lynn Shorkley and her hundreds of mainly ladies, but a few gentlemen of all ages who come and dance for us and generally look absolutely gorgeous. And somehow or other, Lynn seems to be able to reflect the theme, so I'm excited as to what she might be doing this year in terms of her theme, but also gymnastics, the school choir, etc. So there's a lot happening there. Back in the church, by the way, people ought to know the best ploughman's lunches value in anywhere. They're absolutely brilliant ploughman's lunches run by the team there, and it's again, it's a licensed bar.
Yep.
So you can get your wine and your beer there. We've been doing that again for 15, 16 years. And people don't know that's actually a licensed bar in the church. So if you want a really good value ploughman's lunches and you do nothing else other than come to the church and look at the flowers, etc., you'd still have a brilliant day.
Lovely. And then we move on to this Sunday. There are so many things to do, by the way, so you need to get your leaflet or you can kind of have a look online at all the wsouthwieldfestival.co.uk, and there'll be a full description there of everything that's going on. But on the Sunday, you've got the Holy Communion at 8 o'clock. You have got the flower exhibition again. The gardens will be open. Music on the hour. The tower again will be open, and then you've got the light bite lunches, you've got the fun run, the barbecue, which is between 2 and 5, tea and cakes as well is happening, and the results of the photographic competition, songs of praise in the park at 6 p.m. And then on Friday the 7th, you've got a golf day, which is at Brentwood Golf Club, which is £50. You arrive at 8:30 for a tee off at 10. You've got breakfast on arrival, 18 holes, barbecue, and plenty of competitions as well. And that kind of finishes off the, if people like the
and
golf.
That is fully subscribed.
Yes. Oh, right. So you can't do
wrongly priced in the programme. It's actually 60.
Ah, right.
But yeah, fully subscribed. We've got a waiting list. We can only take 88 and we've got 104.
Wow.
Wanting to play. It's very, very popular.
Oh, wow. That's
fantastic. Trick shots artist. We didn't mention as we went through the mega raffle. The mega raffle runs throughout the week, really. We've already started. If you buy the programme on page 41, there are all the details of the prizes for that. It's we call it a mega raffle because every prize is worth at least £100. So it is not your normal sort of here's another bottle of wine type raffle. So the first prize, for example, this year is a 1 week stay in a stable with a log fire in the Pas de Calais, and it sleeps 6 people in 3 bedrooms, got broadband, etc.
Wow.
And the second prize, a Canon digital camera, a value £200. And the third prize is, this may or may not be popular, 2 tickets for West Ham United.
Yes!
Boo! To put in a stand, etc. So it's like in a box, and that's 2 tickets, and there's a choice of about half a dozen or so matches that you can choose, and that's probably worth £700, in fact.
Mm.
But it's only worth £700 if you want to watch West Ham be beaten.
Ooh, we mustn't say that. We've got the West Ham waker.
Well, I better not say that, because the only time I'm sort of don't mind West Ham being beaten is when they're playing Watford, which is my has been my team for many, many years. But otherwise I'm a West Ham supporter.
That's all right. We don't mind. So if people do want to find, if you want to get hold of the flyers, there will be some leaflets will be here at the Brentwood Centre. You can pick them up here. They're also available on the shops on the high street.
Yeah, shops on the high street, not everywhere. All of the hotels, they're available at the beaches. We're giving them out on the high street, obviously. I've got, there's 4,000 flyers around the place somewhere. So that gives you a sort of broad outline. We've also got the website, which is www.southwillfestival.co.uk, if my memory serves me correctly.
That's correct, yep.
And you can go into that, or you can go into it via Facebook, when it's Facebook at Southwill Festival, blah, 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 with a backslash. And that's pretty accurate. It's always being sort of updated, because obviously it's a live site, as it were, and new things are coming in. I don't think it's got the rodeo bull in it yet, but you never know.
Well, I hope it all goes well. It's been going fantastically every year that you come in. I know I didn't see you last year. You might have seen somebody else, but it's the power of friendship. Make sure you go along. Southwill Festival, there's something to do for all age groups. 27th of June, so it started yesterday, running right the way through to the 7th of July. Be very busy at the weekend. There is free parking, loads of stuff for everybody to do.
And one thing I ought to say is obviously the power of friendship extends across all ages and indeed the whole community. So particular thanks to all of the local advertisers and slightly broader advertisers who've supported the festival by taking out advertising space. We're the first time ever we've got £5,000 worth of advertising in advance. And also people have sponsored events, particularly Balgor Hayes, who've sponsoring the fun run. We expect to have over 200 runners for that. So that's one element of it. And then the other element is that the beaches are really involved this year. So we've got the older sort of community, we've given them some programs in advance, and then they will be running their bus up to the festival on both Saturday and Sunday. Try to come, if you're sort of older, to Sunday, something on Sunday, because it's a gentle time, lots still to see, and particularly the gardens at Lupton's, which are just gorgeous. But if you want a more lively time, come Saturday, or come both.
Lovely. It's really nice to see you, Chris. Thanks for coming in again today. That was Chris Luck from the Southwild Festival. Find all the details out online. Coming up next, we've got brand new music again. This is from Matt Tube, who's been my guest in the studio a couple of months ago. And this is Keep On Keeping On.